USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The holiday weekend was marred by violence in major cities across the country. Among the dozens of shootings that took place, a 7-year-old girl in Chicago was killed while playing with a group of children. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, an 8-year-old girl died, shot while riding with her mother. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the White House is ready to help these cities if needed.
The president is not only standing ready, but he has been ready. About 8 days ago, he instructed a number of federal support teams to make sure that across the country that they stand ready, not just in those cities, but in Seattle, in Portland, St. Louis, other areas.
Mayors in big cities such as Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City, and Miami are now acknowledging that weeks of anti-police protests and riots may have contributed to the surging coronavirus rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Many states, including the state of New Jersey, require masks in stores as well as outdoors when proper social distancing cannot be maintained. A debate going on, though, across the country among Democratic governors is whether there should be a national requirement for face masks to be worn amid the coronavirus pandemic. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy tells NBC News he's in favor of a nationwide face mandate.
We're only as strong as our weakest link right now. As you mentioned in the outset of the program, I said we went through hell. We cannot afford to go through hell again. We need a national strategy, I think, right now, and masking has got to be at the core of that.
The number of high school seniors applying for federal college aid plunged in the weeks following the sudden closure of school buildings this spring, a time when many students were cut off from school counselors and families were hit with financial setbacks. Overall aid applications were down by 70,000 as of the middle of June. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gas prices across the country have fallen for the first time in nearly 10 weeks. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Although it's a tiny drop of 1 cent for a national average of $2.17 a gallon, the price is 59 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the wide disparity of prices across the nation.
Across the country, the lowest average gas prices can be found in Mississippi, where the statewide average is $1.81 per gallon, followed by Louisiana at $1.83, Arkansas at $1.85, Texas at $1.86, and Oklahoma also at $1.86 per gallon. Leading the nation with the priciest gasoline is California, where the statewide average has risen to $3.08 per gallon, followed by Hawaii, which has seen a drop to $3.07 per gallon, Washington at $2.70, Nevada at $2.61, and Oregon at $2.58 per gallon.
You've probably heard of Bitcoin, although perhaps have not used the digital currency. The currency doesn't have a central bank, and it's often used to buy stuff online. It's also a favorite of criminals and terrorists. An appeals court has ruled that cops are allowed to access records just like regular bank accounts. John Bash is a U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas. He says this is a big deal.
The message to bad guys is, we're ready for you, and we're not going to let you use Bitcoin to evade justice.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.